Thank you for listening to the SSPX podcast, delivering sermons, talks, and much more from the English-speaking world. You can find more information on our podcast by searching SSPX on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. On this episode, we'll be hearing from Father Stephen McDonald on the fourth Sunday after Easter in 2018, speaking of the coming of the Paraclete and the promises given to the apostles by our Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend brothers, my dear faithful, last Sunday we considered the general themes of our Lord's last discourse given to his apostles at the Last Supper, his last will and testament, his final goodbyes to those dearest to him. This Sunday we focus on specifically the promise that our Lord makes in this last discourse of the Paraclete, the great Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost that our Lord promises to send to his apostles to inspire them, to enlighten them, to strengthen them. The Church, of course, wishes to prepare us for the coming of the Holy Ghost. Liturgically, of course, at the beautiful Feast of Pentecost, but each day, because we are meant to be temples of the Holy Ghost, the Church wishes to prepare us for the coming of the Holy Ghost, for the inspirations of the Holy Ghost in the very depths of our souls. In fact, the better our preparation, the more fruitful will that coming be. And God, of course, in his divine providence, in his infinite wisdom, desires us to prepare, desires us to cooperate when the Holy Ghost comes to us, to inspire us, to sanctify us. What God asks of each one of us is simply our cooperation, is simply that we listen to the Holy Ghost, that we be docile to the Holy Ghost, and we allow the Holy Ghost to work in the depths of our soul. And so today, my dear faithful, we pause to consider firstly the necessity of the Holy Ghost in our daily lives, the necessity of the Holy Ghost for living a Christian life. And then secondly, we must consider how best to cooperate with the Holy Ghost, how best to cooperate with the inspirations, the graces that he wishes to send us. Firstly, we consider the necessity of the Holy Ghost in the Christian life. Ask yourself, what is it, this Christian life? What does it mean to live a Christian life? We must remember, religion is not pure sentimentality. Sometimes we make that mistake. We think that religion is feeling good about our relationship with God, is feeling close to God through our prayers, through our sacrifices. We tend to equate religion with sentimentality so that when everything is going well, when we somehow feel right with God, when we somehow get great consolation from our prayers and from our sacrifices, that then we are religious, that then we are right in our religious spirit. But religion is not sentimentality. Religion is not about our feelings, although it certainly plays a part. Religion is much more profound than a sentimental attachment to God, a sentimental attachment to the Church. St. Thomas Aquinas tells us that religion is a real, true act of the will. And St. James in today's epistle goes further and he says that religious spirit, a religious life, the Christian life, is something which must permeate and penetrate the whole being. It's something that should profoundly transform us, which means, of course, that if we're going to be religious, if we're going to live the Christian life, first and foremost, we must purge ourselves of self. That means we must purge ourselves of all defilement, anything that leads to sin, anything that takes us away from the Spirit of God, we must cast out from our souls. This purging of self means that we must purge ourselves of all self-will. All that we desire at the expense of God, we must cast aside. We must learn to be docile to the will of God. We must learn to love the will of God. And we must desire the will of God, even above our own will, even above what we want, what we desire. It means being patient. Patient with the faults of others, being patient in our own trials, our own sufferings. As St. James tells us, it means that we are swift to hear the inspirations of God, swift to hear the instructions of Holy Mother Church, swift to hear when God calls us, but to be slow to anger, slow to speak. Instead, we simply want to follow God's dictates, God's holy will, God's divine providence. That's the Christian life, is to allow God to direct us, to allow God to inspire us, to allow God to move us, and to be so docile to those inspirations of God that we seek only the will of God. In fact, the duties of a Christian life is simply summed up in this. We find a total identification of our will with what God wills. We often pray that, not my will, but thy will be done. That's at the heart of the Christian life, to seek to do the will of God in all things. And of course, the will of God is manifested to us through our duty of state, through our superiors, through these inspirations of the Holy Ghost. Every day the Holy Ghost speaks to us, and he wishes to direct us. He wishes to lead us. Our job as Christians is simply to listen, to be docile to those inspirations, and to embrace those inspirations when they come to us. That's why we pray in the beautiful Collect of the Mass, grant to thy faithful people to love that which thou commands, and to desire that which thou hast promised. That's what Holy Mother Church prays for us today in considering the workings of the Holy Ghost in our souls, that we will desire what God commands, and that we will love that which he moves us to. That's the Christian life. Whether we feel a certain consolation or not, whether we feel close to God or not, that doesn't matter so much. What matters is that we unite our will to God. And in good times and in bad, in those moments of consolation or those moments of desolation, we will continue to do the will of God. No matter what we feel like, no matter what we may think, we do the will of God in all things. And thus we need the Holy Ghost in order to have that strength to do this. As St. Paul says, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Ghost, whom we have received. The Holy Ghost comes to us to live the Christian life, and thus he penetrates every action, every thought, every desire. His inspirations are meant to sanctify every detail of a truly Christian life. And thus we need his inspirations. And every day, and every moment of our life, because we are temples of the Holy Ghost, because we are meant to live the Christian life, the Holy Ghost speaks to us. And it is not an exaggeration. It is not hyperbole for me to say that. In fact, the Holy Ghost is speaking to you right this very moment. Ask yourself, as you sit here in these pews, listening to me speak, are you docile to the Holy Ghost? Are you listening to what he has to say to you? Do you wish him to profoundly influence your very lives, your very being? Every moment of your life, the Holy Ghost comes to you, and he directs you, and he guides you. Are you willing to listen to him? Or do you tune him out because you've already set your own course? Do you seek to allow the Holy Ghost to work within the very depths of your soul? One of the fathers of the church, Origen, once said that for the Christian, every day is a new Pentecost, because the Holy Ghost is constantly coming to us, is constantly directing us. We need the Holy Ghost in our daily lives. And so, what is the best way for us to cooperate with the Holy Ghost? It is to be faithful to his inspirations. Again, my dear faithful, that's the secret of sanctity. It's so simple and yet so profound. The key to becoming a saint, the key to becoming holy, the key to living a Christian life is simply to allow the Holy Ghost to work within you. The best thing we can do is simply get out of the way and allow the Holy Ghost to inspire us. To get out of the way and allow the Holy Ghost to work within us. To get out of the way and simply allow the Holy Ghost to transform us. We are to be faithful to the inspirations of the Holy Ghost, which means we are simply to be faithful to the will of God. And this means that we avoid anything that would impede his actions. We avoid the neglect that we so often fall into. Those neglectful actions of our day, failing to pray, failing to listen to the inspirations of the Holy Ghost, failing to embrace our duty of state, failing to embrace the trials, the crosses that God lovingly sends us. We must seek to avoid this neglect. We must avoid a spirit of carelessness, of failing to listen to the Holy Ghost. We must avoid a spirit of dissipation or worldliness. We say this so often. One of the best things we can do is tune out the spirit of the world so that we might listen to the inspirations of the Holy Ghost, that we might be docile to the inspirations of the Holy Ghost. True devotion to this third person of the Blessed Trinity consists simply in fidelity to the will of God. It means opening our souls to listen, opening our souls to allow the Holy Ghost to dwell within us, to truly infuse our every action. And that means that we surrender ourselves. The quickest path to holiness, the easiest path to holiness, is simply to give up ourselves, to surrender ourselves to the Holy Ghost, and to allow him to work within us. To no longer wish for our own will, but to truly wish that God work within us, that we be docile instruments, that we be vehicles of grace. It means allowing the Holy Ghost to destroy in us all that is opposed to his will, all that is worldly, all that is sinful. We should each one of us ask the Holy Ghost today, what is it that you find displeasing in my soul? What is it that impedes your action in the depths of my soul? Give me the grace, give me the strength, give me the virtue to give that up for the love of God, for the workings of the Holy Ghost in my soul. It means allowing the Holy Ghost to inflame us with a new life, a new love, sharing in the will of God. My dear faithful, what is demanded of us today is a life which is pure, is clean, is fruitful, is allowing us to truly follow the dictates of the Holy Ghost. That's what God asks of us today. The most perfect example of this, of course, is our Blessed Mother. And as we approach this beautiful month of May dedicated to Our Lady, as next Sunday we prepare to crown our mother as queen of this parish, queen of our families, queen of our hearts, let us look to the example of Our Lady, the handmaid of the Holy Ghost, she who most perfectly fulfilled the dictates of the will of God, who most perfectly allowed the inspirations of the Holy Ghost to work within her. Let us admire her docility. Let us imitate her docility, and let us pray to the Blessed Virgin that we too will be true temples of the Holy Ghost, that we will be servants and handmaids of the inspirations of God, that we will listen to the Holy Ghost, we will follow the Holy Ghost, and we will live this life that the Holy Ghost calls us to, a life of docility to the will of God, a life of inspiration, a life of virtue, and a life of grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and rate the podcast so that more people can hear the beauty and truth of traditional Catholicism. For more news, resources, and updates, you can visit the U.S. District website at sspx.org or the English news website of the Society at fsspx.news.